So there are certain days that you will never forget as long as you live. For me as a broadcaster, September 11th was certainly one of those dates. I will never forget that day and trying to cover what was going on in the midst of this unbelievable tragedy. And one of the other days was the day that Bob Collins died, 15 years ago today, believe it or not. As we got the news that Bob's small plane that he was piloting crashed and that he was killed in that crash, I will never forget, you know, being here in the office, and you know, people getting the news that our friend, our coworker, our colleague had died. Literally, people curled up in the fetal position on the floor, crying their eyes out. And, you know, we were all comforting each other, and, you know, we didn't know what to do when we had gotten the news that something like that had happened. It was unbelievable. I'm honored to have worked by his side. I am honored to have been able to have been a friend of Bob Collins. I hope I've learned from him through the years. And, you know, we had played those cuts from the day before when I was on his show talking about this made-for-TV movie that dealt with have you achieved in your life what you thought you were going to achieve? And it really intrigued Bob. The next day he came on the air, February 8th, the year 2000, and talked about that a lot. And one of the things that he talked about on that final program was what he called the 21 things I have learned. And it was just more than cryptic and ironic that this would be part of the final broadcast of the great Uncle Bobby, the great Bob Collins.
Some things I have learned as I aged. Age 6. I've learned that I like my teacher because she cries when we sing Silent Night. Age 7, I've learned that you can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. Age 9, I've learned that when I wave to people in the country, they stop what they're doing and wave back. Age 13, I've learned that just when I get my room the way I want it, Mom makes me clean it up. Age 14, I've learned that if you want to cheer yourself up, you should try cheering somebody else up. Age 15, I've learned that although it's hard to admit, I secretly am glad my parents are strict with me. Age 24, I've learned that silent company is often more healing than words or advice. Age 26, I've learned that brushing my child's hair is one of life's great pleasures. Age 29, I've learned that wherever I go, the world's worst drivers follow me there. Age 39, I've learned that if somebody says something unkind about me, I must live so that no one will believe it. Age 41, I've learned that there are people who love you dearly but just don't know how to say it. Age 44, I've learned that you can make somebody's day simply by sending them a little card. Age 46, I've learned that the greater a person's sense of guilt, the greater his need to cast blame on others. Age 47, I've learned that children and grandparents are natural allies. Age 49, I've learned that singing Amazing Grace can lift my spirit for hours. Age 50, I've learned that the motel mattresses are better on the side away from the phone. Age 51, I've learned that you can tell a lot about a man by the way he handles these three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas tree lights. Age 52, I've learned that keeping a vegetable garden is worth a whole medicine cabinet full of pills. Age 53, I've learned that regardless of your relationship with your parents, you miss them terribly after they die. Age 58, I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life. Age 61, I've learned that if you want to do something positive for your children, try improving your marriage. Age 62, I've learned that life sometimes gives you a second chance. Age 64, I've learned that if you pursue happiness, it will elude you. But if you focus on your family, the needs of others, your work, and meeting new people, and doing the very best you can, happiness will in fact find you. Age 66, I've learned that whenever I decide something with kindness, I almost always make the right decision. Age 72, I've learned that everybody can use a prayer. Age 73, I've learned to believe in miracles, and to tell you the truth, I've seen a few. Age 82, I've learned that even if I have pains, I don't have to be one. Age 85, I've learned that every day you should reach out and touch someone. People love the human touch. Holding hands, a warm hug, or a friendly pat on the back, it's all wonderful. And age 92, I've learned that I still have a lot to learn.